Back on the Trail by Marissa Wittison, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Danilo knew the best way to go, didn't he? Keep the commandments. In this there is safety, in this there is peace. Children's Songbook, page 146. Danilo zoomed out of his apartment. His tia, or aunt, was babysitting him. And they were going to the park. His little sister, Rosamie, held Tia's hand as they walked along. But Danilo didn't need to hold Tia's hand. He knew the way. He ran ahead and circled back, pretending to be flying at the speed of light as he raced around them. When they got to the park, Danilo knew where he wanted to go.
"Follow me,"
he said, as he ran to a place on the trail where trees grew overhead. It looked like a leafy green tunnel.
"Stay where I can see you,"
Tia reminded Danilo. Pretty soon they came to a spot where a dirt path branched off and headed down to the river. Danilo had never gone that way before.
"I'm going down here,"
Danilo called to Tia as he started sliding downhill.
"You can stay there for a minute, but then come back up,"
Tia called after him.
"I've tried that path before, and there's not a good way to walk along the river down there."
But Danilo was already at the water's edge. He could see a small strip of dirt running next to the water. That way seemed fine to him. Maybe Tia just didn't know what she was talking about. Danilo kept walking along the river. Tia and Rosamie kept walking along the path above. Soon, Danilo noticed that the hillside was getting steeper. He could still hear and see Tia and Rosamie, but they were getting farther away. The ground became sticky with thick mud. Danilo pulled himself on top of a big rock. When he looked ahead, all he saw was the river. He felt his stomach do a little flip. There wasn't any more trail, and he wasn't sure he could climb up the hill by himself. He was stuck.
"Tia?"
he called, looking up. Tia looked down the hillside and gave him a little smile. He felt his cheeks get hot.
Can you help me?"
With a kind look in her eyes, Tia nodded. She picked up a long stick and held it down to him.
"Grab this. I'll pull and you can climb back up to us."
Danilo grabbed the stick and started walking uphill. It was hard. His knee scraped against a rock. His elbow hit a low-hanging tree branch. Finally, he took Tia's outstretched hand and she pulled him back onto the trail. He brushed the dirt off his clothes and shook the leaves from his hair.
"Thanks. Sorry I didn't listen to you."
Tia put her arm around his shoulders and gave him a squeeze.
"I love you, Danilo. I want you to be safe."
Danilo nodded. With a smile, he pointed forward.
"Let's keep going. On the trail this time."
Sidebar. A safe path. Tia told Danilo which path was best to use. Heavenly Father has given us a path to follow. His commandments help keep us safe and happy. Danilo realized he was stuck and wanted to get back on the right path. How can we repent when we make a wrong choice? Tia helped Danilo get back on the trail. Who can help us when we make a mistake? Tia was kind even after Danilo left the trail. How should we treat others when they make a bad choice? Remember that your Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love you no matter what. All of us make bad choices sometimes. We can always repent and return to them.
End of the story. Back on the Trail. Read by Rena Nelson, Gabriel Reinwand, and Kristen Hawkins.